Hey, it's been a minute. Hopefully, I don't get super cringy this time. I keep hating every single recording that I'm making because I'm terrible at improv, specifically improving this stuff. Definitely a lot better with the script because I tend to be able to get into a character. Sort of mindset and can put on a more kind of seductive, sultry, whatever you want to call it, voice. Whereas this is definitely just me with my own words, and that's kind of scary. So, yeah, hopefully this isn't complete shit. If it is, I apologize. But here goes nothing, I guess. So you'd asked me a couple of questions, and I kind of want to answer it in my own way, and maybe even do kind of like a series of these. Because I think that if I just kind of go through all of the things in one, it's going to end up being so very long, and I'd rather this kind of come in installments if that is a thing that ends up happening. Yeah, I don't know what to say about that, but anyways, this is what I mean by that. I would really enjoy doing a lot of things to you, and I would enjoy you doing a lot of things to me, but there is one thing that has been kind of at the forefront of my brain and mind and everything recently, and outside of the whole blowjob while you play a game thing, we have talked about like a shower at, in the dark or whatever together. But I, there's more to that because, yeah, a shower in the dark, touching each other's bodies, yeah, that's great, but. Specifically, I really want to give you a blowjob in the shower in the dark because that's kind of like partially that whole sensory deprivation thing. Just not being able to see and being messy and it being wet. Oh man, that just sounds like such a fun time. But also slightly dangerous, so don't fall. I also should not fall. But I think that that would be a really fun thing to do. But another thing that I just would really, really enjoy, it's kind of cutesy and it's a kind of not so cutesy, more kind of NSFW, but I really enjoy being touched. I think that's one of my love languages, if I'm not mistaken. And so, just like little, touches on the knee, hand, whatever, all those things are really nice. But I do also get really excited whenever it's kind of one of those, like, oh, I'm just trying to get around you, but secretly I'm touching your butt right now, kind of thing. Doesn't necessarily have to be in front of people, but I think there's definitely a level of excitement there when it is, when it's like someone could potentially see or catch us. And that's definitely one of those things where it's like we can't do anything right in that second, per se. But it's kind of like, hey, I'm thinking about you in this way, and I can't wait until we are alone. And that, I think, puts a lot to the brain and other parts of the body. And it's exciting. But yeah, I hope I get to see you soon because I do miss cuddling with you and teasing you and just being in bed with you. And if you're listening to this at night, get some sleep. Important. Sweet dreams, and I'll talk to you soon.